Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, first, I, from my behalf, will welcome Sundara Gauranga Prabhu into this community. It's big with your arrival and those of your friends, it'll start to become a community, an actual gram. Gram, I guess you could translate as community, a collection, a gathering. So for I see you. So somehow or other, by the inconceivable hand of fate, Daivam, what is that? Daivam Chaivatra Panchamam, the hand of fate. You've come here. Good. So now for something quite different. Today is the disappearance day of Sri Abhirama Thakur. As was pointed out to me yesterday in an email by Sri Madhavilata Devidasi, and sent some songs for us to sing on this occasion, which we can sing, in which Abhiram Thakur is mentioned. Let's give the try. There are three songs here. And I'll read the translation and then we can sing the song. And they're all very simple songs to sing, so you should be able to follow. I never sung these songs before. I've never seen the songs before, so there may be a few mistakes here and there. So we'll sing songs and then just a little talk about Sri Abhiram Thakur. So, here's the translation of the first song. You've got the translation there also. I might edit it as I'm going along, the English. A great river of nectar flows from Lord Gauranga. That's not a very good translation. Anyway, we'll go along with it. The waves of that river are waves of... Well, it's a great river of rasa, actually, not nectar. Isn't it? Gauranga Roshe Nadi. So it's a river of rasa. Rasa is the... Untranslatable. Okay, nectar. The waves of that river are waves of ecstatic prem. And that flooding... river, the flooding river never stops flowing. In that river, the two banks are Abhiram Thakur, see he's mentioned here, and Saranga Thakur. And the whirlpool of prem is Achyutananda. The current is Advaita Chandra, the current that flows. And Dubari Kandari Tahe Prabhu Nityananda. Prabhu Nityananda is both one who enters the water, swims in that river, and the captain of the boat that plies its water, Srivash Thakur, and the associates beginning with Srivas are the fish and other living beings living in the water of prem, the waters of prem, those who swim in the river, and Swarup and Rup have become the makar, which here is translated as shark, sometimes it's translated as crocodile, but it's not really either. How do you say, do you get crocodiles here? No. What's the word in Kannada for crocodile? Mosale. In your language, what's your language? Marathi. Magar. In Gujarati also. It's Magar. So that comes from Makar. But it's, you'll see signs right in the Baroda city, written in Gujarati. Have you seen? Beware of the Magar. No, it's not that. It's the Vishwamitri, I think, goes through Baroda. It's a small river, but it's a little jungle there, and they have crocodiles right in the heart of the city. You have to, it says sign, be careful of the Magar. But it's if you see the Shastric description, it's not a crocodile, it's not a shark, it's something completely different. It comes up often, doesn't it, the word Makara. Krishna's Makara Kundal, that's the, especially we hear about that. Anyway, whatever it is, we don't want to come across one unless it's Swarup and Rup, or the Makar in the river of Prem. Here it's written a T with a dot underneath it, but I think it should be a T without a dot underneath it. Takuk dubiba kaj parashana paya. Unable to swim in that river, the miserable Shekhar Das, the author of this song, stays on the bank and loudly weeps. He weeps, calling out loudly. Okay, let's try and sing it. Pray for the mercy of Abhiram Thakur that we can sing this and glorify him. Which tune shall we sing? Garangera Roshenadi Premera Taranga Utalia Jai Chedhara Kabhuna Hidanga Garangera Roshenadi Premera Taranga. Let us sing like that. Someone can play the kartal in that two beat. 1-2, 1-2. Gauranga, Gauranga Rasera Nadi Premera Taranga Gaurangera Rase Nadi Premera Taranga Uthaliya Jai Chidhara Kabhu Nahe Bhanga Uthaliya Kabhu nahe bhanga Abhirama sharangatai Tata dui khani Abhirama sharangatai Achyutanandatai Premera ghurani Shota bahi jai tahe Shri Adaita Chandra Dubari kandari tahe Prabhu Nityananda Prema Jala Chara Shiva Sadi Sahachar
Prema Jala Chara Shiva Sadi Sahachar
Sharupa Shri Rupa Bhelo Premera Maka Takuk dubi bar kaj parashana paya
Takuk
Dukhiya shikara kande fuka koriya. Okay, next song. This is a song by Shankara Ghosh. You've all heard of Shankara Ghosh. Never. Shankara Ghosh. The previous song is by Rai Shekhar, who's not one of the best known Padakarta. Padakarta means someone who writes the songs. But he's not one of the best known, but he's not one of the least known either. But Shankara Ghosh, not one. The point is that there are hundreds, maybe who knows how many devotees have written so many songs rising from their hearts, and some are still in currency. And more are being said I know at least in Bangladesh some of the devotees they're making new songs and singing about Prabhupada and come to the ISKCON temple, take prasad, and singing, making nice songs. So it should go on like that. This tradition, it's not that the only valid songs are in the past. Jayapataka Maharaj made some songs about Srila Prabhupada in Bengali. So let's read the translation of this. In Shriva, the very famous Srivas Thakur in his courtyard, there's a song here, and again Abhiram Thakur is mentioned here. In Srivas's delightful courtyard, Lord Nityananda Rai dances. Humans and demigods, men and women, everyone runs to see him. The circle of devotees sings auspicious songs. The kartals and kols sound. In the midst of it all, wild Lord Nitai dances. He is wild with ecstatic spiritual love. His graceful arms defeat golden pillars. His slender waist defeats the lion's waist. His face is the moon. His eyes are lotus flowers. His features enchant even Kamadev. Again and again he roars. He leaps and leaps. He dances like a wrestler, like an athlete. From his reddish eyes, tears rain on the circle of the earth. Lord Nitai, the moon of Avadhuta, showers tears of love on the circle of the earth. That means Bhumandala, I guess. It'll be something like that. The circle of the earth. The men and women of the 14 worlds do not understand him. Gazing and gazing at his wonderful, handsome form, they weep. Seeing Lord Nitai's spiritual ecstasy, Lord Advaita, the master of Shantipur, roars again and again. Noble Srivas Pandit. What's that word they translate as noble? Number six. Srivas Udar. Udar has been translated as noble somehow or other. Yeah, means broad heart, good heart. Noble Srivas Pandit grasps Lord Nitai's feet and weeps. Mukunda weeps for joy. Overcome, he embraces Gadadhara. Tears of spiritual love flow from Abhiram Thakur's eyes. He calls out, Hari, Hari. Everyone floats in the nectar of ecstatic love. No one knows if it is day or night. Shankara Ghosh yearns to attain Lord Nitai's lotus feet. Okay, we'll try and sing. It's interesting. It's all centered on Nitai, but Nitai is there means Gaur is there also, but this song is centered on Nitai. Oh. Okay, already. Shri Basha Angane Binoda Bandhane Nache Nitananda Rai. Shri Basha Angane Binoda Anujadai Bhattapurusha Joshita Shabai Dekite Dhai. Bhakata Mandala Gauta Mangala Bhaje Kal Karatal. Bhajeyo na mata nitai na chato bhaiyar bhabe matoa. Bhaiyar bhabe. Hema shtambha jini bahu shubalani shingha jini koti desh. Chandra Bandana Kamala Nayana Madana Mohana Besh. Gara Jai Puna Puna Lamf Gana Gana Mala Besha Dhari Nachai. Chane prema bore karne abani mandala shinchai. Dharani mandale premera badar karala adhavuta cha. Najane nara nari bhuvan dasha chari rupa heri heri khan. Shanti pora nata garaje abirata dekhiya preme bika. Hariya Shri Charan Karaye Rodan Pandita Shri Vasudha. Mukunda Kutu Hali Kandaye Fuli Fuli Dhariya Goda Dharaka. Nayane bahe prem thakur abhiram shagane hari hari bol. Nayane bahe prem thakur abhiram shagane hari hari bol. Najane dibanishi prema rashe bhashi shakala sahachara brinde.
Najane dibanishi prema rashe bhashi shakala sahachara.
Shankara Ghosha Das Karata Pratiyash Nitai Chararara Binde.
Shankara Ghosha Das Karata Pratiyash Nitai
Chararara Binde. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, one more song. Translation. Glory to the Lord who delivers the worlds, the Lord who is the root of all bliss, the Lord who bears the name Nityananda. Tears stream from his restless lotus eyes. He is restless and unsteady. Brother Abhiram, he calls. Overcome with ecstatic spiritual love for Lord Gaura, he has no power to walk. His half words spoken in a choked voice are sweeter than nectar. That must be Gaura, Gaura, yeah. A gentle smile blossoms on his face. He breaks all sins into pieces. His glorious arms are decorated with a golden staff. Seeing the moving and unmoving beings burning with poison, bitten by the fangs of the black snake that is Kali Yuga, he showers everyone with a monsoon of the nectar antidote of ecstatic spiritual love. Only Govinda Das, the author of this song, does not receive that antidote. Only Govinda Das is forgotten. Jaya Jagatarana Karana Dham, Jaya Jagatarana Karana Dham, Ananda Kanda Nityananda Nam, Jaya Jagatarana Karana Dham, Ananda Kanda Nityananda Nam. Dogamala lochana kamala dhula jato Sahaja yathir gati jiti mato ara Bhaya abhiram bali ghana ghana dhakai Gaura prema bhare chalai na paro Jaya Jagatarana Karana Dham, Jaya Jagatarana Karana Dham, Ananda Kanda Nityananda Nam, Ananda Kanda Nityananda Nam. Gada gada adha madhupachanamrita Lahu lahu hasha bikashita ganda Pashanda khandan sribhuj mandan Kanaka kachita balambana danda Jaya Jagatarana Karana Dham, Jaya Jagatarana Karana Dham, Ananda Kanda Nityananda Nam, Ananda Kanda Nityananda Nam. Kali Yuga Kala Bhujangam Dangshala Kali Yuga Kala Bhujangam Dangshala Dhaga Dhalashta Bara Jangam Dekhi Prema Sudara Sajaga Bhari Bhari Kala. Govinda Das Ke Kahe Upeki. Jaya Jagatarana Karana Dha. Jaya Jagatarana Karana Dha. Ananda Kanda Nityananda Naam. Ananda Kanda Nityananda Naam. Ananda Kanda Nityananda Naam. Do you have the Kotar also in your phone? If you see, you'll see that the Sanskrit has become mangled because of the font. What do you have to do? You have to make a PDF in future. I can't read the Sanskrit. It's completely undecipherable. So, let's speak about Abhiram Thakur. Sri Abhiram Thakur, one of the Dwadash Gopal. That means that the associates of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the 64 Mahantas, the 12 Gopals. The 12 Gopals are the 12 principal devotees who were the associates of Lord Nityananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his inner circle and Nityananda had his inner circle. And the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner circle, they were mostly gopis in Krishna Lila. And they worshipped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayana. They served him just as the gopis serve Radha. And Nityananda Prabhu's associates, they were cowherd boys in Vraja Leela. And you'll see more about that shortly. Ramdas, Abhiram Thakur, sometimes called Ramdas for short, Abhiram Gopal, because he's one of the Gopals, the cowherd boys, sometimes called Ramdas Abhiram. There was a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, an artist, still active, called Ramdas Abhiram. If you ever wonder how he got the name Ramdas Abhiram Das, it's Abhiram Thakur. It's also, Thakur is a title given to highly respected devotees. So in the Gaura Garnodesh Deepika, which is compiled by Kobi Karnapur, he's given just very briefly who the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were in previous times. So in there he has written, I'm going to try and decipher this. Shidama nama asid Abhiramo adhuna mahan. Who is now known as Abhiram, presently, was previously known as Shridama. He picked up a log that otherwise 32 people would have to lift. He had a hot temper, something like Nityananda, and tremendous spiritual power as well as material. If he's not exactly, there's nothing material about him, but the ability to single-handedly pick up a piece of wood, a huge log, appears to be material. The atheists were afraid and trembled. He was intoxicated, as though he was possessed by Nityananda, just like a ghost. If you're possessed by a ghost, just like in the Bhagavatam, we find that Prahlad Maharaj, he's called Krishna Graha. He's seized as if by a ghost, but that ghost is Krishna. So Abhiram is described that he's just like a ghost. He can't relate to, can't understand. He's in a different consciousness to everyone else. So Abhiram Thakur was like that, being possessed by Nityananda. And is described here, his enchanting mercies are famed throughout the world. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it said he's fully absorbed in Sakya Bhav, the mood of a cowherd boy, a friendship for Krishna, which in Nityananda is Balaram, and Balaram's closest associates become the associates of Nityananda. And as Balaram is in a relationship of friendly love with Krishna, so the cowherd boy is in a relationship of friendly love with Balaram and Krishna. So that it's a flute with 16 knots. That means it's like a big log, and each knot is where there's a branch of the tree comes off. So he lifted that big tree log and held it like you hold a flute. Bhakti Ratnakar says it would have taken hundreds of people to lift that flute. So Bhakti Ratnakar was written about 200 years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what might have taken 32 people at the time of Lord Chaitanya, by the time of Bhakti Ratnakar, it had become hundreds. People are getting weaker. So he held it up like a flute. The devotees and everyone else were astonished to see that. You'd be pretty surprised, right? If one of these trees here on the bank of the river fell down and someone just picks it up, you'd be surprised. Well, they were surprised also. He came into this world to deliver it. That's what the devotees do. What is that? Brahmanda tarite shakti dhare jane jane. Every one of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have the power to deliver the whole universe. Born in a Brahmin family, as were most of Nityananda Prabhu's associates and he himself, he became a scholar in all the scriptures and was an unequaled musician, not only in singing and playing musical instruments, but in dance also. He married at Nityananda Balaram's request, and his wife Malini is also described as powerful. So of course Malini is very famous in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela as the wife of, don't all shout at once, anyone? Sri Vash Thakur. She's a big figure in actually in Nityananda. She accepted, oh, there's so many stories. She accepted Nityananda as her son. And even though she was so old, her breasts were dried up. But when she saw Nityananda, her breast became full of milk. And Nityananda sucked her breast. Even though Nityananda's a fully grown man, he just becomes like a baby in her presence. And there's so many things. You should read this from Chaitanya Bhagavat. So the wife of Abhiram is also known as Malini, which is a common name up to the present time in Hindu culture. And it's generally, the Shaktas associate it with Durga. And then we have Hema Malini, it's a well-known name. South India especially. And there's that famous, she's an MP, isn't it? She might not be soon, but she is. She was a dancer, yeah. Film actress also. Yeah, so that Hema Malini can refer to Lakshmi or whatever. Yeah, she chants Hare Krishna, yeah. The Hema Malini of the present time. So he lived with his wife in Kanukul, Krishnanagar, in Hooghly district. Probably none of you have ever heard of Hooghly district, on the western bank of the Ganga. Actually, the Ganga in West Bengal, in that area is called Hooghly. The name of the Ganga there. So up to the present time, that's a holy place. There are so many Sripats, they're called Sripat, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates all over West Bengal, especially along the the bank of the Ganga, especially as you get south toward Calcutta. There are so many. Nityananda's away from the Ganga, in the Radha Desh, but most of them are in that area. So that's still, we'll get through to that. So that Kana refers to the river there, Dwarakeshwara River. Kula means banks, so it's the Krishna Naga, the place of Krishna on the bank of the river. There's a Bakul tree at the entrance to the temple, which is known as Siddha Bakul. And that place is known as Siddha Bakul Kunj. That's where Abhiram Thakur, when he first came to this village, he sat down. Then they were digging a tank, and Gopinath deity was found, manifested himself. That tank was being built under the supervision of Abhiram Thakur. So that is known as Abhiram Kund. And in that temple, along with Gopinath, are Braja Balab Gopal and a Shalagram Shila, we are informed. Now the local story, this is not included. There's a book which is translated from Bengali, published in English as Associates of Sri Chaitanya. It's written by Sri Bhakti Balab Tirtha Maharaj, who was the successor to Bhakti Dayata Madhav Maharaj, who passed away just a few years ago. So he wrote that book in Bengali. And the story I'm going to relate is not included in that book because it's what you could say is a folk story. So he only took things in his book. Bhakti Balab Tirtha Maharaj only gave things which we could say are in from what we could say authorized sources. But there are many. Just like you, if you travel around India or go to different little local holy places, and they'll tell you Ram came here and he did this and he did that, and it's, you won't find anything in any extant Purana, although at some point in time someone may write a Stala Purana, but it's in the folklore, you could say, and it's up to you whether you accept it or not. If you want to be very strict, then you may not, but... but anyway, the story is this: Abhiram, he was formerly Sridham with Krishna and Balaram. So what happened, Krishna and Balaram, there's a flashback now to Dwarpa Yuga. Not that in Vrindavan people are very much concerned whether it's Dwarpa Yuga or this Yuga or that Yuga. So they were playing a game of hide and seek in the forest. Then somehow in the middle, Krishna decided, hey, let's have some fun, friends. Let's all take a trip to Nadia. So they all went off to Nadia, but they forgot Sridham, who was hiding away. And they were all in Nadia and they were doing their Sankirtan, and then all of a sudden they say, what happened to Sridham? Oh, we must have left him behind. Oh, what happened? Oh, we left him behind. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very upset, you know. Oh, Sridham, how can we do Sankirtan? How can we have any bliss without Sridham? And then Nityananda said, well, where is he? You know where he is. You're God, you can say so. So Mahaprabhu Gauranga said that he's in Vrindavan, so Nityananda went there, and he was going here and there. When he was in the area of Govardhan, he was calling out Sridharma's name, and Sridham came out of and said, who are you? Why are you calling me? He said, I'm Balaram. But Sridharma didn't believe him because he looked different dress. He was a lot shorter too. I mean, Nityananda is very big and powerful, but by Dwarpa Yuga standards, he's just a bit short. So Nityananda said, I'm Balaram. He said, well, Okay. If you're Balaram, I'll clap my hands and run. If you can catch me, then I believe you're Balaram. Otherwise, I won't believe you. So he tied up his cloth and ran around Govardhan Hill. When he'd been around Govardhan Hill four times, he ran around Govardhan Hill four times. Yeah? Can anyone here even run around Govardhan once? Collapse, right? Yes. So he'd been around four times, running fast, and his dhoti became a little loose, so he had to slow down to fix it. And he saw Nityananda close behind, and I thought, oh, he must be. If he can keep up with me, he must be Balaram, because who else can do that? But Sridham said, you see, because you'd appeared in Kali Yuga, I got confused. Anyway, what's going on? He said that Nityananda, he was going to say that, well, Krishna has now become Chaitanya, but he said now he's become Achaitanya. He's fainted upon not seeing you. So Sridham, they don't say, they say Kanaya. Kanaya in Vrindavan. So where is he? So we all went to Navadvip, Nityananda said. So if you come, then we'll all be happy. So you come with me. And Sridham said, oh, forget it. I'm not going to go. I have to sit in a womb for 10 months. Forget it. Anyway, you all left me behind, so I'm fed up with all of you. So Nityananda said, anyway, let's go and talk with Krishna, see what he says. Let him decide. Anyway, you can come in this dress. You don't have to change. So Sridham said, okay, but I'll only go if you carry me on your shoulders. After all that running, I'm tired. Then Nityananda said, then Nityananda said, if I don't carry you, then my prestige will go down. You see, then I become so tired after running after you. You're the chief cowherd boy, so you just consider. I don't want to be humiliated. So you don't make this proposition. Then Sridham said, well, anyway, you know, we have fights, and sometimes I carry you on my shoulders. Sometimes you carry me on your shoulders. And Nityananda said, he's butted him up, praised him, Chapalusi. Yeah, you're so great, and we can't live without you, and come on. So Sridham said, okay, but if I'm going somewhere else, I have to, just like if you're going to some party, I have to dress up, so I put on all my ornaments and this and that, and then they went to Nadia together. So when Sachinandan, so they arrived, he came to embrace Sridhama, but then Sridhama was, he saw some of the shaved heads. He said, what's going on? What have you got shaved heads? He said, in Kali Yuga, you see people shave their heads. You have to have some renunciation to cross over the ocean of material desires. But he said that anyway, Gaurlila and Krishna are the same, so I've come at this time as my devotee, in order to taste the bliss of bhakti. Now my name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and from today you will be called Abhiram. And Nityananda said, we'll call you Bhai Balaram, but you're so big, you better get short a bit. You're too big here. That's what happened when Revati had to marry Balaram. She was too tall, so Balaram got his plow and pulled her down a bit. Shouldn't be too tall, because she was from a different yuga. So Abhiram made himself shorter. Usually you'll find out who's the mother and father, but you won't find any mother or father given for Abhiram, because he just came directly from Vrindavan pastimes. This is actually in the book Abhiram Lilamrita by a disciple called Tilak Ram. Anyway, this Abhiram, he was so powerful that what he would do when a child is born, he'd go and offer obeisance to them. And if they weren't spiritually powerful, they'd die on the spot. So everyone is, they're very afraid of him. Nityananda had six sons, and each one of them he'd go and offer obeisance and they'd die on the spot. And then when Ganga Devi was born, then she didn't die. Okay, all right, she's okay. Then he composed 100 verses in praise of her. Similarly, Bir Chandra took birth, and Abhiram came and offered obeisance, and then Bir Chandra just went on smiling, and Abhiram composed his Birbhadra Ashtakam. Oops. So Ganga Devi is Mother Ganga herself, and Birbhadra is Kiradakshai Vishnu. If he offered obeisance to any deity that was not a genuine deity of Vishnu, or to any stone that was not a shalagram, someone says, this is a shalagram, and it wasn't, it was just crack on the spot. One time Abhiram Thakur came to Srikanda wanting to meet Raghunandan Thakur, his great devotee, as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He'd heard that he was a great devotee, so he wanted to see him. Mukunda, his father, was afraid and told him that Raghunandan wasn't there. So Abhiram was disappointed and he left. But when Raghunandan heard that Abhiram had come to see him, he wanted, a great devotee came to see me, he ran behind to catch up with him. And then they offered obeisances to each other, and Raghunandan survived. They danced together in ecstasy. Raghunandan was an incarnation of Pradyumna. So when they were dancing together in ecstasy after meeting, Raghunandan's Nupur, his ankle bracelets, came off and flew in the air. 2 miles away it came down to the place where Kaliya Krishna, another devotee, that's his Sripad, he was doing his bhajan. So that Nupur is still being worshipped at that place where Kaliya Krishna's deity is worshipped. And there's a pond where the bracelet fell down, which is called Nupur Kun. So you may say this is all some stories, but for hundreds of years people have been celebrating festivals to celebrate the day on which this happened, and all the... Sorry?
Kunda is there.
Yeah, the Kund is there. Gopal Guru Goswami was another one. He got the name Gopal Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the name. You know the story? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to pass urine, and the boy Gopal, he was holding his hands, holding his tongue. He said, why are you holding your tongue? He said, I'm going to pass you. I shouldn't. He said, anyway, you go. So Gopal, as a little boy, told you, go on chanting even when you're passing urine, because you yourself say, Kayate Shuite Jota Tata Namaloi Desha Kala Niyam Nahi Sarva Siddhi Hoi. You can chant Hare Krishna in any circumstance. By your chanting, the whole world is purified, so you should go on chanting. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him Guru. So he became known as Gopal Guru Goswami. And there are all kinds of amazing things said about him. He's still there in Vrindavan, Gopal. Dhira Samira Ghat, there's his temple, is there. So Gopal Guru Goswami, when he was a boy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his foot on that boy's head, and so when Abhiram offered obeisance to him, he survived. The Gopinathji, yeah, his deity is there. That's still being worshipped there. And the water where from the Kunda, the lake where Abhiram excavated, that was as sweet as nectar. Whoever bathed in or drank in that water was beside... became completely ecstatic. This is described in Bhakti Ratnaka. The story of how he found that big log, which no one... One day he was in the mood of a cowherd boy. He became absorbed in that mood, and he wanted to play a flute. He was looking around, and he saw a huge tree trunk, and he picked that up and made a flute and began to play it. Another thing about him was he had a whip, which was called the Jai Mangal, and anyone he whipped, the Krishna Prem would awaken in them. Pretty good, huh? So one day Srinivasa Acharya came to meet him. He was just a young boy, and Abhiram, after he'd whipped him three times, Malini said, "Don't beat him anymore. Don't whip him anymore. He can't take it. He's only a young boy." She wasn't talking about the whipping, but because the whipping didn't give pain, it gave prem. But he's only, how can a young boy take so much prem? So Srinivas was completely overcome by Krishna prem and became very dear to Abhiram. And he was just like a disciple to Abhiram, not initiated by him. That Jai Mangal, that's still there in the temple in Krishnanagar. Nityananda was ordered to preach in Bengal, and he brought with him, when he left Puri, he brought with him all the cowherd boys, according to them, among whom was Abhiram Thakur. He married on the order of Nityananda Prabhu, when he went to Bengal. He married, and the disappearance day of Sri Abhiram Thakur is on the Chaitra Krishna Saptami, the seventh day of the dark fortnight of the month of Chaitra, which is today. So that's why we're talking about this today. Hare Krishna. There you go. Whips? No. It's not standard paraphernalia. For him only. So, Sri Abhiram Thakur ki jai. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa turubhyas chakripa asindubhya vichapati dhanam pavadebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. No questions. It's inconceivable.